AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The race for Speaker of the House is up in the air.
Absolutely stunned. Did not see that coming.
That's Utah's Jason Chaffetz after the announcement the vote for Speaker has been postponed. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
The decision to cancel the closed-door election came after Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who was expected to easily win in the secret vote, withdrew his name for Speaker, telling fellow Republicans he's not the right person for the job. This is California Congressman Darrell Issa.
All members of the delegation of the conference were shocked. Kevin McCarthy had the vast majority of the conference's confidence and votes.
McCarthy's decision means the race is wide open, and right now it doesn't appear any Republican has the votes needed to be elected Speaker. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Also on the Hill, Volkswagen of America CEO Michael Horn denied top corporate officials either in Germany or the U.S. knew about the software on the company's diesel cars that was designed to cheat on emission tests. New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins is skeptical.
I cannot accept VW's portrayal of this as something by a couple of rogue software engineers.
Horn says the cars will need complex hardware and software fixes that will take several years. He was one of the Americans who subdued an attacker on a train headed to Paris. Police in Sacramento, California say Spencer Stone was stabbed after a fight near a bar. He's said to be in stable condition. This is Assistant Police Chief Ken Bernard.
This incident is a very unfortunate altercation between two groups of folks who are enjoying the nightlife in Midtown Sacramento.
Police are looking for two suspects. Stone is stationed at Travis Air Force Base in California. The former CEO of Chicago Public Schools has been indicted on corruption charges involving a no-bid contract. Barbara Bird Bennett resigned 4 months ago. This is AP Radio News. NATO is leaving the door open for troops to stay in Afghanistan longer than expected. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
The plan has been for the U.S. and coalition partners to dramatically draw down in Afghanistan after next year.
Since that time, much has changed.
General John Campbell, the top U.S. and NATO commander there, says he's given President Obama options for keeping a bigger presence. And after meeting with them in Brussels today, Pentagon Chief Ash Carter says he asked NATO partners to consider their own presence.
To remain flexible.
NATO's leader says the alliance is waiting for the U.S. to announce a troop-level decision, which could come next week. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
An Associated Press count shows more than 1,300 people were killed in the stampede last month outside Saudi Arabia's holy city of Mecca, about 600 more than the official death toll. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.